We just watched that Operation Christmas Child video, and besides filling boxes with toys and essentials, the thing that they said over and over again in that video was that those boxes are filled with prayer. And what we realize is that prayer is one of the most powerful tools that we have as followers of Jesus Christ. I say that today because as I was sitting over there, I realized it's been a week filled with prayer, as we've had just a number of incredible difficulties in the lives of the people around us. I wrote a sermon. We were going to look at the judgment of God, but I want to do something a little bit different. Romans will be there next week, and don't worry, we'll give it all the attention and focus that it deserves when we get there. But I wanted to take the remainder of our service time today. There are some needs that we have as a body of believers that I want to share with you guys. There may be some other prayer requests that you need to share with the body of believers. Over the last 6 months, we've been setting aside time in our worship of God to come together as a body of believers and to come to Him, to corporately pray, not just pray as individuals. And I know many of you have been doing that this week. But we spend time as a body of believers praying together because we believe in the power of prayer. We believe in who we're praying to and His ability to do, as Denise said, abundantly more than all that we hope and ask for. So what I want to do is I want to dedicate the remainder of our time to sharing with you guys some prayer needs that we have and taking some time as a body of believers, as fellow brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, lifting these prayers up to the one who is able to work in powerful and incredible ways. So let me share with you, many of you are aware of some of these prayer requests. We have a number of them, but I want to share with you some of the things that are going on. Number one, I want to lift Ellen up to you. As many of you know, this past Monday, Ellen had a massive stroke and bleeding in her brain. She has since then she's been at the Atlantic City Medical Center in ICU, where she is currently right now. I've had the opportunity to go and to visit Ellen, and she is in a bad place. I talked with her for a while. Her eyes were open. She was conscious, but she was unable to respond. Her movements were very pained. While I was there, I was blessed. Courtney was there, and I got a chance to talk with her and to pray with her. The latest update on Ellen is that she, over the last 24 hours, she has had some increased brain and kidney activities. What that means, we don't really know right now. She is unresponsive, unable to talk, but these are slight signs of improvement for Ellen. She is not out of the woods by any means. She has a lot of recovering to do, and we have no idea of how much rehab or how much time this is going to take. Two things I want to ask you guys to pray for. Number one, obviously pray for Ellen. She needs a great deal of prayer right now. We do not know if she is going to survive this at this point. Number two, we want to ask you to pray for Ellen's family, for Jazzy and all those that are involved. They are doing their best to be there with her. We don't know if Ellen can hear us when we talk to her, when we pray with her, and when we read verses to her. But we're talking to her like she can. You guys know Ellen. You know she's got a lot to say normally, so we got to fill in the gaps there. That's easier said than done. Just pray for Ellen. Pray for Ellen's family. I'll be giving updates. Courtney has been sending me texts every day and updating me on her condition. I will continue to update you guys. And if I've asked her if there's anything that the family needs to let us know, and as a church family, we'll do our best to try and meet any needs that they have. How are the cats doing, Jazzy?
Good.
They're getting fed.
I'm feeding them.
All right. Good job. take care of Tinkerbell for us. please keep Ellen and her family in prayer. Also want to ask you to pray for Jane Stone. Many of you know last Friday Jane fell. She fell. She's got a big bruise on her face. She broke three of her ribs. She was also at the Atlantic City Medical Center for a day or so. She punctured one of the ribs, punctured her lung. That has since healed, so she's doing well from that. She came home on Sunday, and then Monday morning she was feeling incredibly sick. So they readmitted her to the hospital on Monday, and they did a bunch of tests to try and figure out what was making her sick. I did have the opportunity to go see her on Tuesday. She was in very, very good spirits. She was, frankly, enjoying the rest. and she was extremely thankful because she knew you guys were praying for her. She was released from the hospital on Wednesday. She is doing pretty well right now, but she does have a little bit of recovery ahead of her. Also, keep carrying your prayers as you guys know, Jane has been doing a lot to take care of him during this time. So with her recovering, figuring out how to make sure Carrie gets all the care that he needs is a little bit of a trick. So please keep both Jane and Carrie in your prayers. On Wednesday, Helen Super fell and she broke her wrist. We were able to get her to emergency care, thanks to Tom, who was able to. Denise got her an Uber over to the emergency care, and Tom was able to pick her up afterwards and get her all the things she needs. But she's got a little rehab ahead of her, so we're trying to make sure she has all the things that she needs. She is going in for surgery. Okay. So Helen's going to be having surgery on her wrist this coming Wednesday. So I ask you guys to keep her in your prayer. If there's anything else we can do, I will try and pass that on to you guys to make sure that she has everything that she needs. I want to ask you to pray for the Clark family. On Wednesday, Dana's niece, Kayla, was killed in a car accident. She was 26 years old and has a 4-year-old daughter, correct? The service for Kayla is going to be this coming Wednesday up in Westville. I just ask you to cover the Clark family and Kayla and her family in prayer as they just go through this incredible loss. And let us know whatever we can do to help you during this time. We love you guys, and we will walk through the difficult times with you. And let us know what we can do. I want to ask you guys to pray for Diane. Diane has a procedure on her toe coming up. Unfortunately, blood is not getting down to her toe, and there's infection and issues, and if it's not treated, she will lose that toe. So we know Diane has had just a battery of surgeries and doctor's appointments. She still has at least one more to go. So we just ask that you would cover Diane in prayer. Every time she's had surgery, there's always the chance that there's complications and struggles, and unfortunately there has been in some of these. So I just pray for wisdom for these doctors and strength for Diane as she goes through that. Betty Lou also gave me this just a little bit ago to pray for Louise Masterson, who many of you know, and her family. Her son George and his wife found their 26-year-old son, who lives with them, dead in his bedroom on Wednesday. So I just ask that you would pray for the family as they deal with that kind of loss and being unfortunately seeing that firsthand. She did want me to share that there is a GoFundMe on Facebook that has been set up that is not from the family. So on top of all that, they have people that are trying to make money off this tragedy. So if you see a GoFundMe for the Masterson family, that is not from the family. That's going somewhere else altogether. So as you can see, we've had a lot of loss and hurt and struggle this week. And I was thinking about as we've been praying during our service each and every week in our extra mile class, we've been talking about this idea that sometimes when we spend time in prayer, we are learning how to pray. When we spend time in the Word of God, we learn how to study the Bible. And I kind of wonder, has God been teaching us over the last 6 months or preparing us as a congregation for a week or a month or whatever like this, where we need to be people who are down on our knees asking God to work, not just in one person's lives, not in just one family's lives, but in many families' lives. So here's what I'd like to do with the remainder of our time this morning. And again, we'll get back to preaching through Romans. Don't worry. It's been here for 2,000 years. It'll be here one more week. We'll get there. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to lift all these prayer requests up to the Lord, and not just me, but I, as a congregation. These are our friends. These are people that we know and we love and that we care about deeply. And the best thing that we can do for any of them is to lift them up to the Lord and give these prayer requests to Him. He is the one who brings peace when there is loss. He is the one that brings healing when there is sickness. He is the one that brings hope when there's not hope to be found. So as a body of believers, I'm going to open it up to prayer. I invite you to pray for one or all of these prayer requests. And then after a little while, I will close our time and our service in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, the Bible tells us that in this life we will have trouble. We'll have tribulation. But to fear not, for you have overcome this world. And that's the hope that we have, because, Lord, we don't have the ability to wake people up or to fix broken ribs or wrists, to bring back loved ones that have left us. We don't have the ability to do any of this stuff, God. But Lord, you have the ability to bring hope and to bring peace when we cannot find it. You have the ability to make beauty out of pain. So Lord, that's why we come to you this morning, because you are our only hope. Left to ourselves, we see what this world leaves us. It leaves us filled with hurt and pain and anger and loss. And if this is all there is, Lord, this life is a hard one to live. But Lord, we have something. We have hope. We have hope that you will work abundantly beyond all that we hope and ask for. We have hope that you can heal when doctors cannot. We have hope that even when this life ends, there is more to come through your Son, Jesus Christ. So Lord, while we hurt for our friends and for our family and for these people that we know, while we mourn and cry for the pain that they go through, we don't mourn as people without hope. We mourn as people who know that we live in a broken world, but that we have a God who has offered to fix it. So Lord, first and foremost, I ask that your will be done in each of these situations. The ones we talked about today, the ones that have been shared as we've prayed, the ones that there are people in this room that are holding on to in their hearts, Lord. You know exactly what we need, exactly when we need it. So, Lord, we give you thanks. We praise you not just when things are good and not just when everything's perfect, but, Lord, we especially praise you and thank you when we go through these difficulties, because we know that you do not leave us. The Bible tells us that you walk with us through the valley of the shadow of death. So we do not have to fear. And Lord, you have gone throughout history making provision for us, providing a way that even when we face loss and death, that there can be hope in it. So Lord, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we left Ellen up to you. And Lord, if it be your will, we pray that you would bring her back. You would get things moving. She is beloved by so many people, but most of all, she's beloved by you. She is your child. who you demonstrated your love for in this. While she was a sinner, you sent your son to die for her. No one loves her more than you do, Lord. So if it be your will, I pray that you would restore her. Lord, we lift up Jane and Helen, and we just pray that you would be with them in this time of difficulty and healing. As they go through surgeries and rehabs, I just pray that they would be strengthened by your peace and your love. I lift up the Clark family to you, and I ask that your peace, the peace that passes understanding, will be with each of them in the measure that they need it. Lord, the truth is we don't understand why these things happen. We don't know why we lose people when it doesn't seem to be their time. And Lord, you don't always offer us answers, but you do offer us yourself. So I pray that they would cling to you and hold on to you during this difficult time. I lift Diane up to you, and I just pray that you would be with her. The idea of yet another procedure must be so disheartening and discouraging. More doctor's appointments and more surgeries. But Lord, I pray, and I know she knows you, and I know she loves you, and I know she holds on deeply to you, but I pray that you would hold on to her, Father, that she would know your peace and love and be comforted by being in your presence. I lift up the Masterson family. And Lord, we don't always get answers to why these things happen, but we always have you. And I pray that your love and peace would be with them today. There have been many other prayer requests that have been lifted up for people in our church and people outside of our church, for countries and nations. And Lord, what is incredible is that you know them all. Each and every person that has been mentioned, each and every country that has been mentioned, you know the names of each and every one of those people, and they are valuable and important to you, so they are valuable and important to us. And Lord, you've also promised us that you work for the good of all those called according to your purpose, not according to our will or our desire, but according to yours. So Lord, we thankfully place each and every one of these prayer requests at your feet, knowing that you will do what you see fit. And Lord, what you see fit is better than anything we could ask for. So Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you that we, your people, can come before you and place our prayer requests at your feet and know that you are God who hears and responds. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. In the book of Job, we're reminded that we don't just worship God when things are good. We worship him both in the good and the difficult. And make no mistake, we certainly have dealt with some difficult this week. But I think it is fitting, and I'll ask Faye to come and close us in worship, that we end this time praising our Lord and Savior. The Bible also tells us the prayers of the righteous have much power. Amen. Let's not forget that. We have a role to play in this too.